Pablo, congratulations on a wonderful new chamber music CD with violinist Augustin Hedlich. How did you guys meet? How did you guys decide to make a disc together?
Yes, so it was, you know, the wonderful city of New York allows so many people to meet, and it was the consul, general consul of Germany in the UN that knew both of us, and, you know, he said, well, we should... You should meet. You should play together. I mean, you are both amazing musicians, and it'd be fantastic if you could play. And he offered us to play at his residence. So we played this private recital for him and his guests, and it was a great experience for me and for Augustin. We connected very well, and it was unique to do music with him, and the way we feel music and the passion we have for music is very similar. So after that, you know, we decided, why don't we make a CD together? So this is the result of that meeting and that concert.
Well, it is a fun disc, and as you say, you both have a wonderful approach, and it's a very passionate CD. It starts out with this wonderful Piazzolla piece that's typically for flute and guitar, and violinists have adapted it beautifully. Is it fun in each of these movements as you sort of travel through time? Are there different ways to approach? Are there different things? Obviously, the rhythms change a little bit and whatnot, but tell us a little bit about doing that sort of looking back at the tango through time.
So that's a work that Piazzolla did, trying to explore the evolution of tango through years. So it's very interesting because he explores different moods and through history. No, so he starts with the Burdel 1900. Then the Café 1930, Nightclub 1960, and Concert d'Ajour 2. So tango has been always linked to this nightlife of Argentina. So that's why all these names are related to that. And then he puts the date, so we can really link that music to a certain period of Argentina and the tango at that time. So... it's like an evolution of the tango through 80 years, but right in four movements of 20 minutes. So it's a fantastic way to understand how tango evolved through 80 years in Argentina. And they are contrasting moods, like the Café is a very beautiful, a slow movement. And then the Concerto d'Ajour 2, the fourth movement, is full of rhythmic passion. And it's all these contrasting motifs of very lyrical, dramatic lines with, out of the sudden, a very, very dramatic rhythmic passages, no?
So yeah.
In the end, that's what tango is about. No, it's the contrasting moods of something very lyrical and nostalgic, and out of the sudden, something very dramatic and rhythmic.
I was going to ask, I know it ends with this wonderful Gypsy Airs by Pablo de Sarasate, which there's a violin and orchestra, there's a violin and piano. How is it to take all these colors and go through it? It's a big part for the guitar to go along. I mean, obviously the violin's going all over the place too, but how is it to sort of be the whole orchestra?
Well, it's always a challenge, you know, and... I think it blends very well in this Sigona Vice by Pablo Sarasate. All music from Spain is always very idiomatic for the guitar, because in the end, the guitar is an instrument very linked to a country and its culture, Spain. And probably it's the only country that has such a strong link to a culture. Like if you think in the violin or the piano, there are so many different countries linked to that instrument. But what about the guitar? If you think of the guitar, you think of Spain. So playing Pablo Sarasate piece, we thought that the guitar was going to really be very idiomatic in the transcription and in the music of Pablo Sarasate. So that's why we decided to include this piece, and it works fantastic. So reducing and transcribing a whole orchestra in the guitar, it's a big challenge. But, you know, I think it works very well. And with the guitar, you can always explore all these timbres and the rasgueados and so many different expressive tools that in the end help to convey the drama and of these gypsies playing, you know, the violin, no, which is what this piece is about.
Paganini was a guitarist himself, and these variations on the Rossini theme of Moses is a real fun one. And again, lots of lyricism and lots of notes. Was it fun to work on this? And what sort of conversations did you guys have as you rehearsed and put this piece together?
Yes, the most variations, the most fantasia. It's an amazing piece where the violin explores all these variations just playing one string. So it's really amazing how Agustin plays this piece, and the guitar is at all times in this piece harmonically supporting what he's doing, no? So my harmonic accompaniment is subtle, and I don't have like a strong theme on me, but it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and you know, it's fireworks and so virtuosic for the violin, and I still, you know, can't believe how Agustin can play all these notes and variations in just one string.
The great old story of his strings kept on breaking. He was in jail, and it's got a great legend to it. Whether that's true or not, you know, it still provides, yeah, a beautiful piece, and quite difficult, I'm sure, on the fiddle.
I think, I'm totally agree with that, John. And in the end, Paganini lived in this romantic area where, you know, they loved challenges, they loved duels, they loved dramatic passages. And in the end, you know, making a legend out of Paganini, so it's part of it, no? And all these stories and related to a piece like that, in the end, I think enhance the mood and the atmosphere where Paganini lived at those times, and, you know, help us to understand the pieces and the music itself, no? So I think all these stories in the end are very good for the sake of the music.
I love that you have already mentioned how close the guitar is with Spain and Spanish music, and I was curious if there are any of the tunes in the Defia that speak to you, and that maybe that you knew before even maybe this piece, that there are so many these popular songs are great rhythms, and again sound so incredible with violin and guitar, I think.
Yeah, this is another example where the guitar really sounds really very good in this music, because it's music inspired in flamenco music, it's inspired in folk music. So almost all these different movements, all these different musics are related to what I am as Spanish. You know, I grew up in Rioja, and the typical music from my region is the jota, which is one of the pieces, or asturiana, or polo. All these rhythms are linked to the Spanish culture, and, you know, I grew up listening to all this music. So for me, it was so natural to play this music in the guitar, and, you know, I was very happy to speak to Agustin, and he was very curious about, you know, how should I play this and how should I do that? And, you know, in the end, for me, I don't know why, but, you know, I was able to say, well, I don't know why, but this is the way we play it in Spain, no? So it was very interesting to play this Manuel de Falla popular songs that originally were written for voice and piano. But in the violin, the way Augustine sings them is really amazing. And again, the part of the piano works so well on the guitar because of the idiomatic language that Faye is using for this music, which in the end is very linked to the guitar repertoire.
They're beautiful melodies, and they come across, I think, incredibly well with you guys. Well,
yes, thank you, John.
The piece that's actually written for violin and guitar is by Paganini on here, and to me, this sort of early 19th century piece has a lot of charm, like Schubert. I think to me, if I didn't know this piece, and if I didn't know it was by Paganini, I would have guessed maybe Franz Schubert wrote it, because it's got a lot of this sort of charm and melodies that I wouldn't have guessed. It's not. To me, sort of a typical Paganini, although I guess it probably is essential Paganini. I don't know.
I think so. I think it's one of these pieces, as you said, that is not the typical Paganini we are used to listen to, like all these virtuosic scales and arpeggios, but is the essence of Paganini. So is Paganini being Schubert, for example? So he really goes to the basic of the style of composing, and it's a very transparent piece, a very balanced, and the way he treats the guitar and the violin is very similar. So that's why it's called concertata, because you know there is a dialogue between the violin and the guitar all the time through the piece. So that's why I think it's a beautiful piece, and it shows this other part of Paganini as a austere composer, where you know he brings the best of each instrument through just simple music. And I mean, I'm saying simple music, not saying it's easy. But it's, you know, transparent, and like Schubert music is transparent, beautiful, balanced, and still so deep. So I think this sonata concertata is a beautiful sonata, contrasting movements, and very well made, very balanced, and still beautiful and dramatic.
Well, it's just out on the Avi label, Histoire du Tango, a wonderful disc that has Paganini, Piazzolla, Defaya, and Pablo di Sarasate on it. So what's next? Are you guys going to actually do some concerts together now that you've actually had met and put out the CDs? What do we have to look forward to in the future?
Yes, so we are very excited about promoting the CD. We are going to play some concerts in Indiana, Cincinnati, also at Kennedy Center in 2014, and we are both very excited about promoting the CD and playing all this music in front of people. And in the end, that's what gives sense to our profession, no? The fact of playing for people and communicating to people through music and bringing music alive. No, we need the audience, because through the sensitivity of the audience is how they give sense to our music, to our emotions, and in the end to the music itself.
I know our listeners might know an earlier disc of yours on Naxos, and of course we enjoy a wonderful concerto recording you did with the Philharmonic Orchestra of the Americas. What's ahead for you? Do we have some more wonderful solo stuff to look forward to?
Yes, in September I'm going to record a new CD, new solo CD. I'll play so many beautiful Spanish pieces of the repertoire of the guitar, and I'll probably record Rounds by John Williams, the film composer. I was honored to make the world premiere recording of his first guitar piece ever composed, Rounds. So I'm very excited about this project, and And now I'm about to leave for Japan for some concerts. And yes, very excited about everything that's coming.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that and appreciate you talking to us today.
Thank you very much, John, and thank you, everybody, for listening.